The Republican minority leaders in both chambers of the Connecticut General Assembly announced recently that they would not run for re-election. Political observers say this might indicate dimmed prospects for Republicans in both the State House and State Senate in November. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Themis Claridis is a Republican from Derby. She served in the Connecticut House for 22 years. She says the last four as House Minority Leader demanded too much of her time.
At a certain point, you know, you say to yourself, I have another life to live too, and your family and your personal life and your other jobs all fall by the wayside because this is your life. This is who you are. This defines you while you're doing it.
She says she's announced her decision now in order to give fellow Republicans time to campaign for her seat.
When you get to the point where you know you're 2 weeks out of when session would normally end and conventions are in May and, you know, we have to start thinking about the future and elections and who's running for what seat, I knew that it wouldn't be fair to the caucus or to my district to wait any longer.
Claridis says she's now focused on her upcoming marriage, for which the date is uncertain because of COVID-19. But she's not ruling out future political office.
I'll get married at some point. And for whatever the future holds, I don't think any of us really know for sure. But what I do know for certain is my time in public service isn't over.
Claridis' counterpart in the state Senate, GOP Minority Leader Len Fasano, is also retiring, but not ruling out future political office. Gary Rose is a political scientist at Sacred Heart University. He says he's not surprised.
I believe that the Republicans in the State House and the State Senate could possibly be facing a very, very difficult election in 2020.
Rose says Connecticut Republicans made steady gains, winning seats in the state legislature in the latter years of President Barack Obama's presidency. But they've faced headwinds since the Donald Trump presidency.
Things were looking quite good for the Republican Party. But then there was the Trump effect, and I think it has settled in Connecticut and more generally New England, Northeast.
He says that's dimmed GOP prospects in Connecticut.
Donald Trump is going to do very well in some states, obviously, and possibly even in swing states. But in traditional blue states now, I would say that his stock has gone down even farther.
Ron Schuring is a political scientist at UConn. He says Connecticut Republicans are facing a double whammy because they also have to contend with a Democratic governor, Ned Lamont, whose poor public approval for a failed highway toll proposal has been turned around.
People are not talking about tolls. They're talking about the coronavirus crisis. And he seems to have had not only a steady hand, but a collaborative approach, and that has worked very well for the governor, playing to some of his basic strengths in terms of personality and his approach to leadership.
Schuring says the bottom line is this.
The governor has been doing well, and that will help Democratic legislative candidates.
But Rose cautions that neither Claridis nor Fasano should be ruled out of politics.
I would not at all be surprised, quite frankly, if we find them starting to try to gather some delegates together for the next gubernatorial Republican nomination contest.
In the meantime, the state GOP convention is scheduled for mid-May, and the campaign is on for Republicans vying for the open legislative and leadership seats in the midst of a coronavirus lockdown. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
The Democratic Speaker of the Connecticut House, Joe Arasimowitz, has also announced that he will not seek re-election.